Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is absolute from a biblical, historic, and logical perspective. That's the headline. David James comes to this broadcast table with more details in a moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
How would you go about defending the idea that Jesus did, in fact, arise from the dead from a biblical, historical, and a logical perspective?
That's a great question. Let's talk about the biblical evidence first. First of all, in Psalm 22, King David predicted the method of execution of the Messiah 1,000 years before it happened and even 800 years before crucifixion had been invented by the Romans as one of their primary means of execution. So that is significant in and of itself. All four gospel writers, the Apostle Paul and others, testify of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when we think about Luke and the gospel that he wrote, as well as the book of Acts, Luke was not only a medical doctor, but he was an historian, he was a researcher, and he put together his work based upon a lot of research that he did to confirm everything that he wrote. Jesus predicted his own resurrection. He said, "You destroy this temple," meaning referring to his own body, "and 3 days later I will raise it up." And that was considered blasphemy by the Jews of his day. The Bible also tells us that as many as 500 saw him at once. From the historical perspective, Jesus was a real person. There are many sources outside the Bible who said he lived and was crucified. Another thing is that no one survived Roman crucifixion, so Jesus really died. They didn't just think he died. And again, no one produced the missing body of Jesus. And there are fragments of the New Testament that go back to the first century, and we have over 5,000 manuscripts in existence from the 1st to the 10th century that testify to the truth of what we have as the Bible. And then just logically, after Jesus was crucified, they took him down from the cross. The disciples were afraid. They were scattered. Peter, during the trials, even relied about knowing him before the resurrection. And then when they knew that he had been resurrected from the dead, they took on a boldness and preached and were willing to even die. If the disciples stole the body, then why would they and others like Stephen die for something they knew to be a lie? So there are many, many reasons, and including women as eyewitnesses to the empty tomb. They were not considered to be reliable witnesses, so they are not someone that you would use unless something like that really happened.
David James with the details on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The resurrection is key to our salvation. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 5. It's also why we study Bible prophecy, Revelation chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. You and I can have resurrection power to live our daily lives as Christians. That's Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...